40 acres. And a clone.
Let it go, but there's always someone reminding you. Sports Lube. Motor oil to run your car, send a rocket to the stars. But the oil that runs our life, pitch black from cord and stripes.
Oil man made the you from the eye.
And then you got the only soul that prays another might die.
From the good old oil of hate.
Never worry about the supply. From the day you were born to the day you die. You want to let it go, but there's always someone reminding you.
Your two quarts love.
Someone filling it up when you're two quarts low. We see the horror of genocide, the despair between a husband and a bride, the friends whose change of heart wounds like a poison dart. An appetite so ravenous can't help but salad eat. Anticipating the hot flood of the oil of hate.
Oh, good old oil of hate.
Worry about the supply. From the day you were born to the day you die. You want to live to go, but there's always someone reminding you. Your two quarts love.
The good old oil of hate.
Never worry about the supply.
In the first of two reports,
record on reducing such emissions has not been sufficient. In fact, during the 1992 Rio summit, the U.S. joined with other nations promising to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by the year 2000. The U.S., however, is expected to see an increase in those gases by 13% at the end of the decade. But later in his address, the president fell way short of the mark.
Like this, 'cause Earth is headed for a wreck. So the X comes to you with the news. face to face, eye to eye with the universal blues.
In the Gulf of Mexico today, officials released 100 pounds of microbes, designed quite literally to use a patch of thick oil and spilling to protect the
should be taken up to the president. We are the world to me. You suckers fooled ya. How much of that money really went to Ethiopia? Billions are abandoned, still standing, collecting dust, making me bob, but do nothing for the homeless. The problem is serious, it's getting worse too. Head up with what? The universe.
Perhaps the most serious
of the mother planet Earth. My black ancestors maintained themselves and every 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. But you have failed the 57,255,000 square miles of land. You have failed the 139,685,000 square miles of water. You have also failed mankind for a lot of those unfortunate ones to exist without food and shelter.
Food failed to arrive. The crowd marched on the depot demanding supplies. They knew about the food drop made the week before, and only four men there to guard the door. They died to eat, they're not criminals. They died for bread, that's not bad or good. And people vote for whoever gives them food. Torches, how the building burned. The whole crowd came out for the funerals. 15 bodies, 15 lorries. Not enough fuel, so they stacked the bodies five high. No flowers, so a sprig of pine. They died to eat, they're not criminals. They died for bread, that's not bad or good. And people vote for whoever gives them food. Distribution, and the whole kingdom's theirs. 'Cause people will vote for whoever gives them food. People vote.
pigs and beans.
Thank you.
would have been one of these plutonium space probe missions. And I was told, now we're talking decades, by NASA, no, we can't use solar beyond the orbit of Mars, actually. Well, right now there's a space probe on its way to Jupiter called Juno, a NASA space probe, solar-powered. I mean, there's no need, particularly considering the danger and the likelihood of disaster. I mean, in the environmental impact statement for this so-called Curiosity nuclear rover mission, NASA admits that the possibility of a release of plutonium on the mission, 1 in 220. I mean, if we knew we could win the New York lottery, there was a 1 in 220 chance to win the lottery, we'd all be buying tickets right now. Furthermore, if there would be an accident on launch, and 1 out of 100 rockets destruct on launch, what that EIS says is that areas as far as 62 miles away, we're talking about Disney here, we're talking about very important places in Orlando, would be impacted by the plutonium.
Carl, there are two things.
It doesn't need to be a complicated theory. Indeed, it can be as simple and as deadly as a two-edged sword.
The commercial break. You know, commercials are now woven into the tapestry of our lives, answering the questions we first posed to ourselves. Who am I? What do I believe? What is my worth? Before commercials, these questions were merely rhetorical and thus unanswerable. But when viewed through the magnifying lens of commercials, these questions, like all others, yield answers. Imagine no more wondering about identity, self, or beauty. If you allow your life to reflect images in commercials, the nagging doubts and feelings of inadequacy will fall away, leaving the person you've always dreamed of. Confident, assured, bold, or beautiful, sexy, loved. Yes, America, you loved your commercials, and why shouldn't you? Commercials are themselves lovers. Gentle are their words, tender their caress. Commercials know what you like, and they want to give it to you. Attuned only to your wants and needs, commercials stir the passions and arouse desire. Commercials give and give, reaching lovingly deep inside of you, creeping tentatively at first and then relenting into a singly focused writhing, searching out the source of your ache, pushing fiercely into your loneliness and into a spot you never knew existed. Commercials fill you up with hopes and dreams, with new desires and new possibilities, delivering you into an eerily delirious ecstasy. Afterward, you'll sleep as only someone who's been completely satisfied can, only vaguely sensing the arm of commercials draped over your body, holding you, keeping you safe and secure. And you'll dream of ballroom dancing, of game-winning home runs, of first kisses.
The preceding message was conceived by General Consensus Incorporated and was funded entirely by you and consumers like you. You are doing a great job. Now go out and buy yourself something nice, something red.
You look beautiful in red.
It never happened, did it?
We're gonna try that on you. We'll make you die. It'll get you just a little bit sick.
Oh, Song you were singing. Is there a jukebox sealed away up in the fourth tower that plays by itself just before some accident is about to occur?
According to the old writings, every now and then some cat will come along and see the tower. But the accidents will increase until he figures out how to get into the thing. Then they cease. Until whenever it's time to start the cycle over again, in search for another victim to sacrifice.
Sacrifice? Hey, are you serious?
Yep. I'm dead serious.
Thank you. a record 49.1 million Americans are now living in poverty.
Years behind according to the Center for Responsible Living, more than 3.5 million Americans are on the
the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
Because if you're not outraged, then you're not paying attention.
I am Wall Street because of the economy. I'm unemployed. I'm homeless.
I'm here because I care deeply about what's happening to the country. I'm 70 years old. And my entire life savings, my
Yeah.
I'll be your Johnny on the spot. I get up early in the morning. I slop the pigs, mama shucks the corn. I get up early in the morning. I got a Chevy with a Mopar can. I'll be your Johnny on the spot.
Was a little bit of music by Ween, and I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot from the Mollusk album. The Melvins did Cow from an early album called Bullhead. Shockabilly, 8 Miles High, a cover of the Bird song from the mid to late 80s release Coliseum. And a circumstantial happenstance in there with the Fourth Tower ZBS radio drama excerpt mixed in with all the other sounds. Dead Kennedys did Government Flu from the Bedtime for Democracy album. No, that was from an earlier album. Plastic Surgery Disasters, maybe? Carl Grossman on the 5 o'clock Shadow Show over at Pacifica Station BAI in New York. We had some excerpts mixed in. That was sort of a circumstantial happenstance. Before that, the Dead Kennedys, a different song called Cesspools in Eden, and that was from the Bedtime for Democracy album. We had a circap before that. Eugene Chadbourne with People Will Vote for Whoever Gives Them Food. Movement X did a rap tune called Universal Blues. Eugene Chadbourne did Oil of Hate from a 7-inch, and Primus started the set off with Too Many Puppies all here on 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Well, it's been great. We'll give you the stats real quick. Amount of music brought in the studio and not played by weight, 63%. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And number of circumstantial happenstances, 4. Like I said, it's been a good one. We got some more meter for you here on